Session 2, Honouring What Was. Let's take a breath. Before we look forward, we need to look back. Not to hold on, just to say, this happened. Something mattered. Something you built or believed or loved. And it was real. Now it's gone or changed or no longer possible. And that deserves to be acknowledged, not rushed through. We're often told not to dwell, to focus on the future, to be grateful for what we still have. And gratitude has its place. But so does grief. You can't honour a life by pretending parts of it didn't matter. It takes real courage to look at what we've lost. Really look at it. Not to wallow, just to hold it for a moment. To say this was real. This mattered to me. And it's gone. That's hard to say, even to yourself. When you're ready, you might ask yourself, what did you lose? Not just the obvious thing, the quieter loss underneath. Maybe it was safety or a sense of who you were. Maybe it was a future you'd been counting on, a role that gave your day's shape, a person who made you feel known. Maybe it was trust in your body, in other people, in the way you thought life worked. You can go on and build another life and still grieve the one that never got to happen. You don't have to have this all figured out. You might not even be sure what you're grieving. Sometimes loss is layered. The thing on top isn't the thing underneath. Just let yourself wonder. This is part of being human. If you're struggling to let go, it's not because you're doing this wrong. It's because what you had was worth holding on to. And sometimes we grieve things quietly because the world wouldn't call them losses. A job that looked good on paper but was slowly crushing us. A relationship that everyone else thought was fine. A version of ourselves we outgrew, but still miss. Grief doesn't follow the rules. It shows up for what mattered, not for what makes sense. You might feel pressure to move on from others, from yourself. The whisper that says you should be further along by now. This still shouldn't be holding you. Let it go. I wonder if we could let that voice rest just for a moment. Moving on isn't what's needed right now. Moving through is. And moving through means stopping here just for a moment. Letting the weight of what was sit beside you. Not pushing it away. Not pulling it closer. Just letting it be here. I remember after my accident, people wanted me to focus on the future, to be positive, to see the silver lining. And I understand why. They didn't want to see me in pain. They loved me and wanted me to be okay. But I needed to grieve first. To grieve the strong, capable, athletic body I had lived in. The one that could run and jump and ski down mountains. The body that no longer responded the way it once had. It was a body I'd trusted. It was a future I'd imagined and worked hard for. What I needed was time to make sense of what I'd lost. If you could say one thing to the life you had before, what would it be? You don't have to say it out aloud. Just let it form. You can leave the past without abandoning it. It's still part of you. It made you who you are, even the parts that hurt. Honouring what was doesn't keep you stuck. It's what lets you move on. And that's enough for now. Before we finish, just sit with this. What do you want to take with you?